See, it's Sunday, and
Yeah.
She's pulled me in here, making me want to do one of these damn videos.
Well, we have to do one every day now.
We don't have to. The audience said, if you guys are fucking tired, man, you need to take a break.
Who said
every
that?
Every day.
Who said that?
Somebody in this damn
set. Somebody.
Somebody.
Somebody's at
it. Yeah. So what did you want to talk about? Did you have anything to tell them?
I don't know. I was just like talking about, let's see, what did we do last night? I was like, I didn't feel that good. It was Saturday night. I had one drink because I was still hungover. I watched Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah, that movie looked pretty good.
I hadn't seen that since I was a kid.
That was on Shudder, I think, wasn't it?
No, Netflix.
It was on Netflix?
Yeah. Okay. And I was like, I was like, man, I forgot how fucking cool this movie looked. When it came out, 87, 88. And another thing I forgot, too, is that the fucking dude that played Deathstalker in Deathstalker and the Warriors from Hell on MST.
Yeah, I never saw
that.
That
motherfucker was in this movie. The whole time I'm like, fuck, it's fucking Deathstalker. God, I hate that smug son of a
bitch. Last time I had seen the movie, it was like on VHS. On a regular, like, CRT-style television. It looked like shit. But you look at it now, man, it's, you know, on a good television. Blu-ray quality. The movie is pretty. It's a pretty movie. The lighting's good. Like, and all the props, the costumes. It looks cool.
I'm saying, like, I was like, if somebody had the money and, you know, after the pandemic thing is over and people can, like, go out again, how cool would it be to have a nightclub that was like a complete replica of the inside of the Killer Clowns big top spaceship.
Yeah.
With all the fucking stripey.
Yeah, they had something like that. It was called Cafe Hollywood, or what was that shit? Remember that restaurant chain they used to have?
Planet Hollywood.
Planet Hollywood. Yeah, that looked like that.
Did it? I went in one in Orlando, and I don't remember it looking like that. I just remember a bunch of like memorabilia and shit.
Well, I think every one of them was a little bit different.
Yeah, I think they were. Know? Like, and depending on where it was.
To me, they just look like fucking really gaudy, like Disneyland fucking circus fucking bullshit. Everything looked like the inside of a fucking AMC theater.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of looked like.
But I don't know. I always thought it'd be really cool if you could have like the fucking cotton candy cocoons there and like all the fucking crazy circusy looking shit. And I think it'd be cool. But yeah, and I forgot about the little popcorn that moved around.
Yeah.
The special effects of that were really good. Yeah, and like the fucking clowns looked really good too.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was like, for some reason, I was watching that and I was like, man, this makes me want to watch Beetlejuice like for the 1,000th time. But they didn't have it on Shudder or Netflix, and I didn't feel like renting it, and I don't think I have it on DVD anywhere. I
haven't seen that one in a long time.
So I ended up just watching Corpse Bride, which was on Netflix, which I don't like as much, but it's good, but it's not like Nightmare Before Christmas good.
I was getting into fucking YouTube. I wasn't interested in that.
I saw it in the theater.
Yeah.
When it came out, but I don't think that I saw it after that. So I was kind of interested to see it again. It looks beautiful and like a lot of, but it's, the songs aren't quite as memorable.
It's just Tim Burton, man, being so Tim Burton-y.
Which I like that sometimes.
He can get too Tim Burton-ish.
But at least this one was animated.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a kind of thing where he was trying to do like fucking Johnny Depp being weird, like a fucking, I mean, Johnny Depp did one of the voices in this. He did like the voice of like Victor Benson or whatever the kid's name was. But yeah, but at least you didn't have to like look at him like with his fucking the fucking Willy Wonka weird.
Yeah, for me,
shit.
I think Burton's best thing in recent years would have been the Demon Street Barber. What was it called?
Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
That was good. I saw that in the theater too, and then like we watched it again like probably a couple months ago, and I had forgotten how fucking good that was.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, the look of that is like really cool, and a lot of the songs are cool. I remember when I saw it in the theater, I was kind of bummed out. I'd never seen the musical, and so I was kind of like, the music was like too musical-y for me. I guess it's like it would have been cooler if it was like gothier to go along with the look, but I guess I got over that like the second time I watched it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's like, I still like Corpse Bride, like the look of it's cool, the little character designs are cool and shit like that, but I don't know, it's just, it doesn't have the same charm as like Nightmare Before Christmas, I think. It seems like kind of a pale imitation of that. A
couple days back, Johnny Depp did his first little foray into social media, you know, because there's something about his ex-wife's acting a fool. doing all kinds of shit. Evidently, she was taking a jump in a bed and all kinds of weird stuff that she had done.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't been following that at all.
Oh, man. Yeah. She had done some prank and it just all kind of came out during the, I guess they're getting a divorce or something. Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Some kind of divorce. I don't know, all I heard was there was
domestic abuse, but I don't know which side it was on or if it was both sides or if they were both beating each other up or one was beating up the other one. I don't really know.
The whole thing's a fucking mess. And evidently the way she was acting, pretty much most everybody's kind of like, stuff came out and everybody's kind of siding with Depp that she was really putting him through the fucking ringer, you know. So he decides to come out and do his first little, I guess it's a YouTube video or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he just could not stop being a movie star. He was trying to be a regular guy. He was trying to be a YouTuber. And it just looks really fucking uncomfortable. Although I felt bad for him.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I felt bad for him. You could tell that he was very, felt very uncomfortable being unscripted. And he seems very uncomfortable trying to relate to the just an audience. He can't be a regular guy.
To the rest of us, please.
To the rest of the people, right? Yeah. He cannot be a regular guy. Just watch the video.
Well, maybe. when you're as famous as fucking Johnny Depp, for example, I would imagine that you don't really have too much interaction with normal people.
Right.
I mean, you're just surrounded with other wealthy people or other people in showbiz.
Yeah, he's really trying in the video. You can see, you know, he tries to like come down to our level to talk to us. That's kind of what it feels like. You know what I mean?
Thanks, Johnny.
And he's trying to be our friend. You know what I mean? to try to thank us for seeing what kind of bullshit he's going through. That's basically what his motive was on that. So he's trying to encourage everybody during the pandemic to keep themselves occupied and, you know, play board games. And you just got to see it. You know, I think...
I don't know. I can't watch, like, that kind of cringy stuff.
It was cringy. It'll probably
make me feel really bad.
It was fucking cringy. He was trying to just...
I get, like, contact embarrassment.
Yeah, I was. I was getting kind of embarrassed. But I felt embarrassed for him.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't like that feeling. You know, I don't really...
I could tell that he felt embarrassed. You know what I mean?
He's like, how the fuck do you even do
this?
How
do you do a YouTube video?
Well, and plus, I don't know the guy or anything like that, but I have heard he's a little bit weird.
He's weird.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with weird people, obviously, but...
He's very detached from reality, it seems like, from normal life. And he kind of says that, you know what I mean? Like, this is my first... I've never been on social media, you know what I mean?
Well, at least he's aware of it.
And he's got, like, stage fright. Talking to the camera unscripted, you know.
Aw, that makes you feel kind of better, though.
Well, that's what I was saying. That's what I was saying. You ought to check it out. It's a trip.
Because, I mean, as long as we've been doing this show, you know, and now we're doing it, like, every day, it's like, I still get nervous.
Yeah.
Like, before... I don't get nervous so much doing these, because these are just, like, what the fuck ever. And it's like, if we run out of shit to talk about, we can just turn it off, you know what I mean? But doing the regular episodes, and to a lesser extent, the movie reviews, because I actually have to, like, have facts and notes and shit like that, so I don't forget things. And, you know, so I get more paranoid about that, because I feel like I'm gonna mess some fact up, and... I mean, I know I can fix it, like, in editing, but I don't like to have to
do
that.
You know, when you come up, like, if you're... Pookie, why do you want to stand in front of my lighting effects?
I know, she's like, what's this?
When you go through drama, like drama school or drama club or whatever, you know, you got to put on live productions, you know, musicals and stuff, get roles. I was in several of them. Me and my buddy Steve, we were landing all the leads and stuff in the musicals. I did El Gallo and Fantastics, and I did fucking Pharaoh and a Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I know I even remember most of my lyrics from those. And you rehearse a long time. You're never going into the situation blind. It's musical is a controlled, same thing when we were doing, you know, just regular plays. It's highly controlled. You might feel a little bit of stage fright on opening night, but when you go through a couple of nights and you know the crowd fucking loves it, it gets very easy and very reassuring. And that's what Depp is doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He knows how to be in a very controlled and situation.
Butt.
Yeah. And he knows how to... What are you doing?
Like,
stop
look
putting
at my...
your ass in the... the... So...
You're so classy, Pookie.
So he doesn't ever feel any kind of stage fright because, you know, there's no... You know, everything's a very controlled situation. But when you... social media is not controlled. It's ad-libbing, you know? You can tell that he's putting on a performance. He's trying to put on a performance, but he doesn't know his lines.
Yeah.
That's the situation.
I mean, I used to do... I used to be in the chorus, so I did used to, like, have to sing in front of people and shit like that.
Yeah.
Which always made me nervous, but like I said, you know... I didn't usually have to, like, sing by myself, which really would have, like, freaked me out.
Oh, man, I used to have to do fucking solos and shit without a microphone.
Well, yeah, you have to, like, sing.
Just natural projection.
Yeah. Because I had to do all that, too. I took chorus for years and years and years. Yeah. But, you know.
That was back when I wanted to be an actor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, of course, you know. I have friends that ended up making it, you know. And I think everybody on the show knows that, you know, I was... There's an actress named Mary Lynn Rice Cup is my ex-girlfriend. She's off of 24.
Yeah, she was on 24.
That's my ex-girlfriend. And and we're still friends. She's awesome. And I'm just, I don't know. Once I got through drama, I realized I don't want to be an actor. I didn't like the people. And it was a good thing because they had a casting couch the shit out of me. An actor's a fucking
beggar. As cute as you were.
Cute as I was. An actor is a beggar when he's not working. You know what I mean?
To
you
me,
don't have
always,
a job.
I always felt like it was more like, I never wanted, when I was growing up, I never wanted like a regular job. Like I had one for a really long time just because. But I was always more like, more appealing to me as like being a writer doing things like that because... You know, you can still be famous, you can still make money and stuff like that, but you don't have to, like, get out in front of people all the time. You don't have to. I don't know. I just felt like acting to me seemed like it would be really... I guess I'm just not good at, like, pretending to be something else.
Yeah.
Some people are good at that, and I'm not good at that. Like, I'm not a good liar. I'm not a good... Nothing like that. Like, I'm just really not good at faking...
I like to just immerse myself into the role and I just trip a switch and I'd become that character for that.
I've heard that other people that are actors, they do that as well.
Yeah. The thing is, though, is that it's a good thing I didn't do that for a long time and joined the Army instead, because I think if you do that for too long, it ends up being bad for your mental health because you don't have a real you.
Yeah, because you keep forgetting.
All you're doing is faking it. That's why I said that, you know, a lot of people fucking bag on Tom Cruise. I got a lot of respect for Tom Cruise because he came from that situation.
Yeah.
Faking it. But he didn't want to be a fake.
Yeah.
So he got involved with that damn Scientology and he actually learned how to ride motorcycles and fly helicopters and do, you know what I mean? He didn't want to come up. He didn't want to be a fake.
Yeah.
He wanted to do real shit. But what's he going to do? Join the Air Force? And become a fucking Tomcat pilot.
Isn't there a new Top Gun movie coming out?
They're supposed to be coming out.
It was going
to
come out this year. I don't know. I'm sure everything got delayed.
I mean, it's a Chinese-friendly Top Gun movie. I don't know how this is going to go. What are you doing? She chose to bite the knob.
Yeah, there's like a little wooden knob on the desk here. And she, for some reason,
she loves biting that thing.
Chew wooden things. And she likes that specific. I think she thinks that's the only reason that's there.
Is that the kitty.
Is for Pookie to chew on.
Yeah, it's a kitty chewing knob.
And I have all kind of little fucking chew sticks and little twigs and shit like that for her to chew on.
She can't figure out these lights. She's like, what are these lights doing?
I can see like the shadow. Every time, seriously, you can't do anything without her coming in there. And she's like, what? I need to get involved in this shit. What are you doing?
It's all Pookie.
I can't even like make the bed without her helping, quote unquote, by like jumping on there. But yeah, so... what else we got to talk about?
We're just saying hi to everybody. Keep the channel rolling. Keep you guys moving forward through the pandemic. Moving forward. And a lot of the shit that Nostradamus has said is coming true with all this shit with, you know, you got little riots, demonstrations breaking out, trying to drop the quarantine in certain areas. They will. People are ready to get back to work, man. You can't run it like this. They say, well, the outbreak will continue. They don't give a fuck. They're going to open up and they're going to absorb those casualties. Watch.
Probably. Although I'm not going anywhere.
If they don't, you're going to have Mad Max out here.
Yeah.
And there are certain industries that will never, if they shut down, will never start back up. You know, and a lot of those industries involve food or and power. And you need that food. You need that electricity. When that electricity's gone, your world is going to be fucked up.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
We need electricity.
I mean, food. You just can't live in Florida without electricity.
Yeah. I mean,
in 2 days, the house smells like fucking Dagobah.
Yeah.
I mean, 100% humidity.
Probably better just like fucking sleep outside. You better live
outside.
Just live outside.
Because it's
100%. It sucks out there too, but.
It's nearly 100 degrees and 100% humidity.
Yeah, it's like everything, the walls start to sweat.
Yeah, and the houses aren't built for it.
Not really. You'd think they would be, but they're just not. It's I guess it's too expensive.
Too expensive.
They're built, like, most houses are built nowadays for hurricanes. They're supposed to be able to withstand hurricanes of up to however many miles per hour, but...
A Florida house is only built to last 30 years, 40 years. They figure you're probably going to tear it down and build something else there anyway.
Probably.
The new ones that they're making.
Yeah, I think, how old is this house? 12 years?
It's only like 12 years old.
I think this is only like 10 or 12
years. And they're made out of materials where if the air conditioning isn't running in them, they just start falling apart.
Yeah, pretty quickly, as it turns out.
Yep.
Plus, we got every fucking kind of plant and bug and everything like that out there. It'll just take over the whole fucking shit.
Yeah, every bit of bacteria starts to fucking multiply.
It'll start looking like the outside world in Logan's Run. Yeah. Like, everything is just, like, covered with fucking shit and plants.
Just go look
and
at some of those damn urban exploration channels, you know, of stuff that they'll find here in the South. Stuff that's been abandoned for fucking 10 years and... Like, there used to be luxury apartments, and now the carpet is just one big mat of moss.
Yeah.
Got fucking plants growing.
Still looks
in
like carpet, but
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, it's all moss. Fucking all the walls are black with black mold growing in them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
Yeah, you gotta wear a fucking respirator in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway, have a good rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow.